your exclusive home of the D-backs.
Diamondbacks.
Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
D-backs manager Tori Lovello joins Burns and Gambo to talk D-backs baseball. Brought to you by Estrella Jalisco, official cerveza partner of the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Doesn't usually work this way, but I want to offer my apologies to Tori Lovello for keeping him waiting like that. You kept him waiting. Tori, I apologize.
you guys owe me about 15 of these, so no problem at all.
You were rotten on hold for about 3 minutes. I'm like, man, I feel bad. I'm sorry. So I apologize, Tori.
I was. Wow. Casey Wilcox was following me outside because I'm walking around the warning track right now, getting a little fresh air, and he's like, by the time you go from the clubhouse to outside, there's a really good chance you could forget. So I'm going to wait and watch you file. So it all works out good.
Yeah. All right, Skip, I know this is not the way you manage, and I'm sure that you were irate and probably lost your temper a little bit. But I've got to ask if Ketel Marte is going to be in the lineup today after what happened on Wednesday. 5-1 game, ninth inning, runner on first. Does not run out a ball that ends up being a double play. Might have been safe if he had run it out. I know that's not the way you manage. I'm sure something was said. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, first of all, you're right. Arizona Diamondback way is we get down the line, we hustle, we do our job, and you know we don't half-step things around here, and I'm very proud of that. I'm very proud of our reputation. People outside of our organization compliment us all the time. Win or lose, we're always playing hard. So certainly it's something that we've talked about internally. And, look, he's playing tonight. It was a scheduled off day for him. He's a very, very good athlete. His body can be temperamental at times. So we do give him a little leeway inside of his day to pull back. But that certainly wasn't the case the other day. So we're going to take care of that internally and figure out the best way to keep plowing forward. Ketel's a special player. He's a great player. And I want him to have a reputation as such, and we're going to enhance that reputation by him playing hard. And he always does. It was just a little bit of a lapse, and we're going to work through that with him.
Okay, so no punishment back in the lineup tonight.
Yeah, no, I think if it becomes an epidemic and they're continuing to do it and they're disobedient to my request, we're gonna have problems. But we're a long way away from that with Ketel. He's been playing hard. He's having a good year, and we're gonna be okay.
I know Bernsey's gonna ask you about some of the injuries later, but I do want to ask you about Blaze Alexander. We've had a lot of talks about him and some of the defensive struggles early, but he has really come on lately offensively. Those last seven games with the 9 RBIs and the .364 batting average, he hit a home run. His offense has been a real plus for you guys. What are you seeing out of Blaze right now?
Yeah, first of all, Blaze is a great player. Tooled up, I'm going to say. You know, and he's learning how to be a great player. And, you know, great things happen to players that go out and work hard and expect to go out and get the job done on a level that doesn't really go backwards. And we want to continue to make sure that these young players are growing and learning and grasping our philosophy. So he has been doing that from the moment he arrived in this organization. He did that through player development. He's continuing to do that now as a big leaguer. And the thing that's most thrilling about him is that he's just not pull side, get the hammer out, try and hit pull side home runs. He's working the entire field, got a real good approach. He understands how the pitchers are working him. And then he goes out there and he kind of counterpunches what's going on. He's taking what the pitcher can give to him. So that, to me, is where we're at with him. He's continuing to learn as a defensive player. But he's tooled up as good as anybody we have, and we got to continue to enhance that. He's accepting the coaching, and we'll keep marching forward with him.
Tori Lovello, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. And, yes, Gambo is correct. I am going to ask you about the injuries, if I could, for a minute or two here. And, obviously, I want to start with Merrill. When the news came down a couple of days ago, you guys have since had an off day. I know he came back to the Valley to get more tests done. Have you received any kind of clarification at all in terms of a more specific when he might be back kind of timeline?
Nothing yet. But, you know, we continue to get into the diagnosis. We're getting other opinions. You know, a teres major strain, as he talked about, is something that takes a little bit of time. It's like a hamstring, but it happens to be in a very important part of how you throw the baseball. And we just got to be mindful of the athlete. It wasn't anything that we were expecting. Merrill takes unbelievable care of himself. He's a great athlete. He stands for everything right about the Arizona Diamondback organization. He just got clipped. He got hurt. So wasn't anything we predicted. So we got to just pull back on him. We've had a few doctors examine the MRIs, and, you know, it's all within the same space. Either the gray area inside of those injuries might be read a little bit differently, but for the most part, he needs to wait until he's asymptomatic. We'll probably re-image him in several weeks, not one or two, more than that, and then just continue to push forward when he can get a baseball in his hand and resume throwing activities. But for right now, he's resting, and he's got to take time to heal. And once he gets through that, we're going to have a plan moving it forward.
All right, so we're trying to have, like, a good vibes Friday around here. We try to do it, like, all the time.
Okay, Gino Suarez.
Exactly. We learned it from Gino Suarez about good vibes and just, you know, being chill and everything. So give me some good news, Torrey. Who's close to coming back? Who, you've got a litany of injured guys. Give me some guys who are close to coming back. What do you got for me?
I love it. I like the good vibes. We haven't had a lot of good vibes, I'm not going to lie. This team is grinding, and we know that we've had some guys that are banged up, and I can't explain how or why it's happening. But the good vibes, you know, Paul Sewald is speeding towards a return. When that happens, we're not sure. And Alec Thomas is speeding towards a return. But, you know, he's going to be playing in the game today, and he's not going to come off the bases. He's going to stay on the bases. So he's done some running, and he's getting dirt on a spike. So he's going to hit and run the bases in an extended game, and we're really excited about that. So we're pushing it forward. When it happens, we're not sure, but it's going to happen sooner than later, and we're super excited about that.
Do you feel as a manager like, okay, we're obviously down a lot of key players, and it's hard to go out there, but we've got to compete. Do you feel like us, we kind of feel like, hey, just keep your head above water, play 500 baseball till you get everybody back in a month, month and a half, whatever it is, and then go kick some ass. I know you want to win every game, but that's somewhat unrealistic. Do you think that way too? Like, we just got to hang in there until we get everybody back?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to look at it. I love it, Gambo. You're right. I wish I could say a lot of bad words to support what I'm thinking. But, you know, it isn't a Sunday football game where you can just go crash into one another and say the most physical, strongest team is going to win, because we do have great athletes. It just takes a little bit of time for some of these understudies to figure out their role, figure out who they are, and how do they fit into this team. And that's what we're talking about daily with some of the younger players. And that's exciting to me. I love when the younger players come in and they do their job. And in my opinion, you're talking about hold and serve. I feel like we can hold serve. And you know what? We can break serve a few times, and we can come out on top of this. And when we do, we're going to have those understudies with all those meaningful innings and meaningful at-bats coming back with a very healthy starting group. We're going to be even better. But I love where you're at, and yes, we do talk about that. But I feel like we can do better than just hold serve. I want us to win more games than we lose at all times. It is what it is, and we just got to keep fighting the fight, and we're going to be okay.
I only have time for one more. I was going to go Jordan Montgomery, but let me go Jake McCarthy, because I want to know how close he was to not making this roster out of spring training, because he's hitting 315. His defense has been great. He's got a 389 average over his last seven games, which is second best on the team. I'm a big fan of his. I really do like his game. How much of a battle was it for him to make the opening day roster?
Well, look, we were projecting a lot of different things along the way. His name was involved from start to finish about, you know, getting a good look, making a team. And it was up to him to go out and perform. You know, but anything was possible. Look, Blaze Alexander made the team. We were having conversations about him going down at the beginning of spring training, right, when we were doing our projections. Jake was in our thoughts from start to finish. We weren't sure how it was going to play out, and he's taken full advantage of it. This game is full of growing pains. You go back to 22, he was our three hitter. He was hitting the ball everywhere, playing great. 23, a lot of growing pains. The team was, teams were making adjustments to him, much of what Corbin Carroll's going through right now. And it's just part of growing up and being a good big leaguer. Jake is slowly coming out the other end, understands his game, and he's helping us win baseball games, and that's the bottom line.
Torrey, we appreciate the time. Best of luck against the Mariners, as always. We appreciate the conversation. Good vibes Friday, man. Carried into tonight.
All right, boys. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.